Good morning and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and today we've got the wrap-up game of this series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays have taken 4 out of the first 5 games of this series after last night's 1-0 win and a record-setting pitching performance last night. The Dunedin pitching staff set a minor league record since 2005 when they started tracking all the stats with 24 strikeouts in a 9-inning game. Last night, starter Nick Frasso made his first appearance since undergoing elbow surgery in June of last year. He went 3 scoreless, struck out 8 himself, and only gave up 1 hit. Dion Santos went the next 4 innings, also scoreless, and struck out 10 more hitters with only 1 hit allowed. So far in the month of May, Santos has appeared in 3 games, going 12 innings and striking out 26. Braden Scott went the last 2 innings in his first appearance since coming back from New Hampshire. He didn't allow a hit and struck out 6 on his way to his first save of the season. Today, the Blue Jays send out Rafael Ohashi, the 19-year-old righty from Brazil, making his 5th start of the season. Ohashi is 0-1 on the year, but with a 3.10 ERA through 20 and 2/3 innings pitched. He takes on Tampa starter Josue Paniagua. Paniagua makes his 6th start of the year today. He's 0-2 with a 3.20 ERA over 19 2/3 innings pitched. The lineups look like this for the Tarpons: batting first, the shortstop, Alexander Vargas; batting second, the first baseman, Anthony Garcia; batting third, the DH, Anthony Siegler; batting fourth, the second baseman, Ben Cowles; batting fifth in right field, Grant Richardson; batting sixth in center field, Alan Mejia; batting seventh, the catcher, Ben Rice; batting eighth, the left fielder, Rainford Salinas; and batting ninth, the third baseman, Roberto Chirinos. For the Blue Jays, they look like this: batting first at shortstop, Adrian Pinto; batting second in left field, Roque Salinas; batting fourth at first base, Rainer Nunez; batting fifth, the DH, Adriel Sotolongo; batting sixth, the third baseman, Damiano Palmigiani; batting seventh in center field, Hugo Cardona; batting eighth, the catcher, Jomar Hernandez; and batting ninth, the second baseman, Jose Rivas. First pitch will be in about 8 minutes. We'll take a short break. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and today we've got the final game of this six-game series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took last night's game 1-0, clinching their first series victory of the season, taking the first four out of five games. He's on the bump for your Blue Jays today. The 19-year-old righty from Brazil making his fifth start of the season. 3-1-0 ERA through 20 and a third innings pitch. He'll take on Alexander Vargas to get us started. Ohashi out of the windup, kicks and fires. First pitch up and out for a ball 1-0. Great night it was last night here at TD Ballpark. A record-setting pitching performance by the Dunedin staff. Nick Frasso, Dion Santos, and Braden Scott combined for 24 strikeouts, which is the most in a nine-inning game since minor league baseball kept track. A 2-0 count to Vargas. That one finds the zone. 2-1 the count. And when you have a pitching performance like that, you only need to score one run. That's all the Blue Jays did off the bat of a Cam Eden solo shot. That one up high now. 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike to the first hitter. Ohashi kicks and fires. Cut and a miss there. 90-mile-an-hour fastball right above the zone that Vargas chased after. Full count to the shortstop. He'll be followed by Anthony Garcia and Anthony Siegler in this top half of the first inning. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted right side. That's going to hook foul. Had the distance, I believe. Hits the top of the roof of the office building out there, just past right field, but it just goes as a normal foul ball. Count stays 3-2. 3-2 pitch, grounder right side. That's going to be a fair ball. It's picked up by Nunez. He's going to take it himself. Vargas gave up on it, thinking it was going to be foul. He only made it about halfway down the first base line before he stopped, and that's going to be an out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield left to right. Roque Salinas, Hugo Cardon, the infield, third to first, Damiano Palmigiani, Adrian Pinto, Jose Rivas, the aforementioned Rainer Nunez, and Jomar Hernandez behind the dish. One up, one down for Ohashi. First pitch to Garcia. Tried to check his swing, went around. 0-1 to start him. Garcia on the year batting 213. He does have six home runs to his name. That second pitch in there, right on the inside corner. Garcia did not like it, but the count's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch from Ohashi. That one just outside. Tough take, a good take there by the first baseman, Anthony Garcia. Rafael Ohashi, fastball, slider, changeup in his repertoire. Cut and a miss. That's the fastball right off the plate. Chase after by Garcia, and that's strikeout number one of the day for Ohashi.
Designated hitter number 7, Anthony Siegler.
Anthony Siegler, the DH today. Siegler, their normal everyday catcher, getting the DH role, giving his legs a break. Ben Rice gets the start behind the plate today for Tampa. First pitch down low for a ball 1-0. That one just off the plate now, 2-0. The count to Siegler. Day off Siegler had in this series was Thursday. So that one's taken off the plate. Now a 3-0 count to the DH. Went 1-for-3 last night. One of the two hits that Tampa was able to get from their lineup, and he draws a... That'll bring up the second baseman, Ben Cowles.
Second baseman, number 8, Ben Cowles.
One on, two away for Tampa. Ben Cowles, the second baseman. 10th round selection by the Yankees last draft in 2021. Out of University of Maryland. First pitch is right at the knees, called a strike. 0-1 to start him off. On the year, batting 231. Did hit a home run in Friday night's game. That was his second home run of the year. Takes that pitch and for a ball. He was able to check his swing. A ball and a strike. The 1-1, cut and a miss. That was the slider. Now 1-2 count to the second baseman. Siegler is a threat to steal. We've seen it, I believe, twice in this series. He's 5-for-5 on attempts this year. And a cut and a miss. That one in the dirt. Hernandez will tag out Cowles. And we'll head to the bottom half of the first inning. The Tarpons leave one score none. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, bottom half of the first inning. It's scoreless. The Tarpons left one on the two-out walk that Ohashi issued to Siegler. Struck out two that inning. Adrian Pinto, Roque Salinas, and Gabby Martinez all due up in this half inning for your Blue Jays. That first pitch by starter Josue Panacqual is low and outside. 4-1-0. And the 1-0 misses inside, now 2-0. Panacqual, 3-2-0 ERA on the year. And checking his swing, taking ball three. Pinto now a 3-0 count here. And he takes that one right down the middle, fastball at 92. Didn't have the green light. Pinto on the year, batting 228. Panacqual quicks and fires that one low and outside. A leadoff walk drawn by Adrian Pinto. And now Roque Salinas will come up with a man on, nobody out.
Now batting left fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, the left fielder today. First pitch he sees is low and inside. Takes that for a ball. Roberto Chirinos, the third baseman, playing about a step in on the infield grass. The rest of the Tampa infield shifted a little to the right. The lefty hitter, there goes Pinto. Calls a strike, and that's going to get into center field. Pinto is going to hold up smartly as Alan Mejia was charging in to back that one up. But that's a stolen base for Adrian Pinto. Stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. Pinto, that's his sixth of the year. Gets himself in scoring position, a 1-1 count now to Salinas. runner in scoring position, no outs for the Blue Jays. Opportunity to take an early lead here in the first inning. Fouls that one off. One and two now the count to Salinas. One ball, two strikes. Pinto being covered over there at second base by the shortstop, Alexander Vargas. He jogs back. Swung on, popped up left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Wind's blowing a little bit out to right field today here at TD Ballpark. Not as much as we've seen throughout this series. I believe last night the winds were coming in at, I think, 15 miles an hour. Straight out towards right field. 1-2. Chopper over to second. That's going to be picked up by Cowles. Advancing to third is Pinto. The throw to first is in time to get Salinas. Now a runner on third with one out.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
It's a warm one here, 84 degrees at TD Ballpark. Just outside of downtown Dunedin. First pitch gets to the backstop, kicks back, and taking it himself. No, tossing it over to the pitcher, Pontequal covering, not in time. Able to score from third on the wild pitch. And the Blue Jays lead 1-0 here. So the leadoff walk comes back to bite Pontequal, as well as the wild pitch. It's going to be a 1-0 count to Gabby Martinez now at the plate. The 1-0 cut and a miss there. Fastball a little bit low. And that one fouled back into the netting. Now a 1-2 count at the plate to Martinez. Pontequal was a little bit late covering home. Ben Rice originally looked like he wanted to take it himself out of necessity. That one low and away. Now 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Chopper left side. That's going to be foul. Count will stay 2-2. Gabby Martinez will jog back over to home. Two balls, two strikes. And a cut and a miss. Martinez down on strikes. First strikeout of the game for Pontequal, and that'll bring up Rainer Nunez.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez, the first baseman. Batting 314 on the year. Did not play in last night's game. First pitch, he chops left side. That's going to kick foul. Vargas picking that up about a foot to the left of the third base bag. Nunez will walk back in on the hands. I think it sent a little bit of a shock down the arms of Nunez. First, that's pitch in there for a call strike. Looked like the slider. Now an 0-2 count to Nunez. Nunez, the Florida State League leader in home runs. He's got 9. He's had a very good start to the year as he fouls that one off right above the Blue Jays dugout. Count stays 0-2. Adriel Sotolongo on deck for the Blue Jays. The 0-2 pitch inside. And that's a liner left side. That's going to be foul. Blue Jays positions coach Danny Canias getting out of that way. Lined right at him. He sidestepped it. Count on stay 1-2. 21 pitches already in this inning for Pinaqual. The 1-2. That one a little low. Squares up the count 2-2. Pinaqual fires that one into the just in front of the left-handed batter's box. Bat runs it full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Full count, 2 away. Pinaqual kicks and fires. And a foul tip into the glove of Rice. Able to corral it. And that will end the inning. The Blue Jays score 1 on the leadoff walk. Stolen base and a wild pitch later. We'll head to the top half of the second. It's 1-0 Blue Jays lead. Coronavirus. Here at TD Ballpark, 1-0 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Grant Richardson, the right fielder, he'll lead it off for Tampa in this half inning. Cut and a miss on the slider. 0-1 to start him. Richardson last night, 0-2, drew 2 walks. That one in there on the inside corner. Now, quickly down 0-2. The 0-2 pitch from Ohashi down low. A ball and 2 strikes on the year. Richardson batting 164. The 1-2 cut and a miss. Strikeout number 3 for Ohashi so far. That's going to bring up Alan Mejia.
Center fielder number 6, Alan Mejia.
Alan Mejia last night went 0-4, 3 Ks. That was a very common stat line, type of stat line for the Tampa lineup last night. Takes that first pitch for a strike, 0-1. 3 Tarpons hit for the Golden Sombrero last night, 4 strikeouts. Alexander Vargas, Jason Dominguez, and Marcos Cabrera all in that club. Ball on a strike as that one missed low. The 1-1 up high. Two balls and a strike. Oh, she comes set. Steps back, kicks, and fires. Swung on liner. It's just over the glove of Pinto. That's going to be the first hit of the ball game for either team. Alan Mejia with a single into left, and that will bring up Ben Rice, the catcher, 1-on-1 out.
Catcher number 23, Ben Rice.
Ben Rice, batting 091 on the year. Got his first hit since being brought out to Tampa in this series. First pitch, he takes for a strike. That was the slider. Inside corner, 0-1. Third game he's played in this series. That one outside. Ohashi lost the grip on it, 1-1. Ball and a strike. Kicks and fires. Swung on, lifted into center field. Hugo Cardona, today's center fielder, gets underneath it, makes the grab, and that'll be out number two.
Left fielder, number 13, Rainfer Salinas.
Two down here, top of the second. Rainfer Salinas, the left fielder for Tampa. He'll step in, 1-2 away. First pitch in there, finds the inside corner. 0-1 to start off the at-bat to Salinas. Ohashi, that slider working out pretty well so far. Looks like he's got a good control on it, and that one just misses. A ball and a strike. Ohashi out of stretch, kicks and fires. That one lifted into shallow center. Going out is Jose Rivas. He's going to call for it and make the grab for out number three. Tampa leaves one, scores none. We'll head to the bottom half of the second inning. It's 1-0, Blue Jays lead it. But first, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. We'll be back for the bottom half of the second, coming up shortly. We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. Adriel Sotolongo, today's DH, will lead it off this home half of the second. Sotolongo on the year, batting 278. First pitch is low and outside in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Sotolongo. Sotolongo, Palmigiani, and Cardona all due up in this half inning for the Blue Jays. The 1-0, and that is taken right on the outside corner. 1-1 now the count. Panacqual kicks and fires. That one outside. Two balls, one strike. Pitch on the way, up high. Three balls and a strike now to Sotolongo. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Runs the count full, 3-2. Fastball low and away. He couldn't get the bat to it. 3-2 pitch. Now on inside, another leadoff walk, and Ben Rice is going to call for an appeal. And that is reversed to strike three.
Ball has been overturned.
Sotolongo now down on strikes. Third strikeout for Pennequal. That'll bring out Damiano Palmigiani.
Number six, Damiano Palmigiani.
Hosted by Pennequal, the 20-year-old out of Venezuela. Signed with the Yankees organization in 2018. First pitch to Palmigiani in there for a called strike. 0-1. The 0-1 he takes at the knees for a strike. Now, Palmigiani down 0-2. Pennequal working quickly. The 0-2 pitch got the end of the bat to it. He tried to check his swing but made contact. And no, I guess that was a ball. It did not go off the end of the bat. That's my bad. 1-2. That one low. That now evens the count. 2-2. Pennequal kicks and fires that one outside. Starting him off with two straight strikes. Now three straight balls. Pennequal having a little bit of issue with his command. 4-3 ball count to the first six hitters. That one in there, called strike three, and he immediately asked for an appeal. He thought it was low, and it's confirmed a strike.
The call of strike has been upheld. Now batting center fielder.
Hugo Cardona will step in. The Blue Jays lose the challenge here in the second inning. First pitch to Cardona is in there in the outside corner. That one actually looked a little wide. The 0-1, right of the knees, called a strike as well. Pennequal, the 0-2. Cardona, he did not go. That slider low and away, he checked up on. Cut and a miss. Cardona can't make contact with the fastball. Pennequal strikes out the side. We'll head to the top half of the third. It's 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the third inning, 1-0, Blue Jays out in front. Roberto Chirinos will lead it off for Tampa, followed by the top of the order, Alexander Vargas and Anthony Garcia. First pitch by Ohashi is in there in the outside corner for a called strike 0-1. Trina us on the year, betting 218. Went 1-for-3 last night. Got the first hit of the ball game, an infield single to third off of Nick Frasso. Apart from that, Frasso was perfect in his three-inning start. First appearance since coming back from injury. And there's a liner into left, and it'll be past Salinas. All the way to the wall. Roque Salinas made a dive and effort at it. And now heading into third is Chirinos, and he will be in there without a throw. That's going to be a leadoff triple for Roberto Chirinos.
Shortstop.
And just like that, Tampa has a major threat here to tie up this ballgame in the third. Top of the order, Alexander Vargas stepping in. Ohashi kicks and fires that one low and outside. First triple of the year for Roberto Chirinos. The 1-0 pitch to Vargas. Grounder over to the right side. It's going to be picked up by Rivas. The run's going to score. And that will tie the ball game as the out is made at first.
First baseman, number 25, Anthony Garcia.
Now base is empty, one away. Tie ball game here in the third. Roque Salinas, coming forward, wasn't able to keep the ball in front of him. Got all the way to the wall. Unlucky break for the Blue Jays, as that one's taken for a strike, 0-1. Ohashi kicks and fires that one just a little low, says the home plate umpire. 1-1 count. The 1-1, that one low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Ohashi kicks and fires. That one fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Ohashi again. Liner cut by Rainer Nunez. Right at him. And that's two down now.
Now batting number 7, Anthony Siegler.
That ball got to Nunez about as fast as it got from Ohashi to the plate. Made a nice reactionary grab. Now two down, Anthony Siegler, first pitchy, foul tips. Siegler drew a four-pitch walk in the first, was stranded at first. The 0-1, that one a little low. A ball and a strike. That one in there. Siegler checked his swing, but it was called a strike. One and two now the count. Ohashi kicks and fires. Grounder over to the right side. Rivas running a long way. Dive and effort. Grab is made and the throw is in time. A beautiful play at second base by Jose Rivas to end it. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. And don't forget, your Blue Jays hit the road to Daytona for a week and return on Tuesday, May 24th. To take on the St. Lucie Mets. Go to DineenBlueJays.com for tickets, or you can listen live right here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. we're back here, bottom half of the third inning. Jomar Hernandez will lead it off. The order Adrian Pinto due up in this half inning. Panacqual in his third inning of work throws that slider, leaves it inside, 1-0. Panacqual has struck out the last five batters he's faced. That one inside as well to Hernandez. He gets out of the way. The 2-0 cut and a miss by Hernandez. 2-1 count now. Hernandez batting 207 on the year. That one in there. Two two count to Hernandez. Cut and a miss. That slider down low. Panacqual with his sixth straight strikeout. And now Jose Rivas will come on.
Number seven, Jose Rivas.
Nobody on two, one away, excuse me. Panacqual kicks and fires. First pitch to Rivas. Grounder over his head. Slow roller over to short. Vargas picks up, and the throw is in time. A really nice play out there. Charging in by Alexander Vargas to get the 6-3 put out. And that'll bring up Adrian Pinto.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Adrian Pinto led off the bottom half of the first of the walk. Stole a base. Reached third on a ground out to second by Salinas and came in and scored on a wild pitch by Panacqual. First pitch, low and outside, the slider, 1-0. The 1-0, tried to check his swing, but he went around. The count 1-1. The 1-1, fouled straight down into the plate now, 1-2. Ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Hard hit ground ball. That's foul, though, down the third baseline. Pinto stays alive. 1-2. Kicks and fires. Grounder now over to third. Kept that one fair. Diving grab by Chirinos. Throw is not going to be in time. Pinto with a lot of speed making it down the line in time. Beats out that ground ball to third for an infield single. First hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays, and that'll bring up Roque Salinas. Pinto stole a bag last time he was on the base paths. See if he goes for it again. Taking time for Vargas to redo his belt after that diving effort. Excuse me, Chirinos, the third baseman. And a liner into left field. Going back is Salinas, and that'll get past him. Rounding third now is Adrian Pinto. Extra bases for Roque Salinas. He's going to stop at second. Pinto is going to come all the way home from first. And now the Blue Jays retake the lead on the RBI double by Roque Salinas. Roque Salinas,
right fielder,
driving
20,
in his eighth
Gaffey
run of
Martinez.
The year. Fourth double on the season. And that'll bring up Gabby Martinez, a runner in scoring position, now two away. By Roque Salinas, driving that ball the other way. First pitch to Martinez, he fouls back into the netting, 0-1 to start him. Ball is a strike. Panacqual checking towards second, kicks and fires. Foul ball left side now. 0-2 to Martinez. Struck out swinging in the first inning. No balls, two strikes out of the stretch. Pennequal kicks and fires. Liner right side, left side, that is foul. It's stuck in between the tarp and the wall back there. The 0-2 pitch again, that one outside. Pennequal misses with the fastball. Now 1-2 count to Martinez. The 1-2. Martinez drives that one into left field, turning back is Rainford Salinas, back towards the warning track, and that is off the wall. Extra bases again for Martinez. That's going to drive in another run. And the Blue Jays now lead 3-1 after back-to-back RBI doubles by Roque Salinas and Gabby Martinez.
Now batting, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
3-1 ball game now. Rainer Nunez coming up. That's going to get the pitching coach for Tampa, Grayson Chandler, out. Grayson Crawford, excuse me. Hilltall and the Tampa infield now a runner in scoring position, two away. Rainer Nunez coming up to bat. As I said earlier, the Florida State League leader in home runs leads the Blue Jays in batting average, leads them in RBIs. Ranks third in the Florida State League with 23 RBIs, behind Hao Yu Lee and Khalil Watson of Clearwater and Jupiter, respectively. And he'll have a chance to tack another one onto that tally. Runner in scoring position, two away. First pitch, he swings at. Fastball, foul tip, was a little bit inside. He went for it, 0-1. The 0-1, Nunez gets out of the way. That gets away from Rice. Off his glove, that's going to be a pass ball. And getting into third base is Gabby Martinez, now 90 feet away. One wild pitch, and now a pass ball by Ben Rice. With two outs, a runner on third. The 1-1. That one, outside corner, called a strike, low and out. But I just caught the corner. Looked like Nunez wanted to appeal for it, but he did not. The Blue Jays with two remaining. The 1-2, that one low and outside. Good pick on that one by Ben Rice, keeping that one in front. Evens up the count, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Cut and a miss. Nunez down on strikes again. That'll leave a runner at third, but the Blue Jays score two. We will head to the top half of the fourth. It's 3-1, Blue Jays in front. We'll be right back. We're back here, top half of the fourth, 3-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Ben Cowles, the second baseman, will lead it off. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout so far. Ohashi kicks and fires, and that one low and away. Did he go? He did not. Cowles able to hold up his swing, 1-0 to start him. The 1-0 pitch, swung on, lifted right foul into foul territory, and that is out of play. Just over the netting on that right field wall. Bunch of kids from Greater Holiday Little League running after that ball. They were able to take part in the National Anthem ceremony here at TD Ballpark, standing on the line with the players. The 1-1, liner, that's going to get into right field for a base hit. Leadoff man on for Tampa, and that will bring up Grant Richardson.
Right fielder, number 31, Grant Richardson.
One on, no outs. Richardson struck out swinging in his first at bat. First pitch up high. 1-0. Cowles 1-for-2 on stolen base attempts. Doesn't go a ton. Tampa has been relatively aggressive on the base pass in this series. That ball taken for a ball. Looked pretty good to me, but no appeal. The 2-0 outside. Called a strike. That one looked off the plate, but the call given to Ohashi, now 2-1. Pitch, that one, right at the knee, he's called a strike. Now a 2-2 count to Richardson, the right fielder. One on, no outs. Blue Jays lead by 2. Ohashi kicks and fires. That one right at the knees. Called strike 3.
See you later, Stevie.
Think Richardson was thinking about appealing, but thought better of it.
Alan Mejia.
Now Alan Mejia, the center fielder, will step in. Fourth strikeout for Ohashi so far. That one popped up in the infield. Ohashi pointing up. Rainer Nunez taking charge. He will make the grab right behind the mound. And that'll be out number 2.
Now batting, number 23, Ben Rice.
After the leadoff single, a strikeout and a pop out. Now Ben Rice, the catcher, will step in. Flew out to center field in his first at bat. First pitch, right at the knees, called a strike. Outer part of the plate. 0-1, Rice. 1-for-12 here at Tampa. The 0-1, swung on, lifted left side. Going back is Salinas towards the warning track. That's going to get over his head. They're going to wave the runner around third. Pinto with a cutoff, the throw to the plate will not be in time. Ben Rice, his first RBI of the season, an RBI double here in the fourth inning to cut the deficit back to 1.
Left fielder, number 13, Rainfer Salinas.
Now Rainfer Salinas, the left fielder, popped out to second. Back in the second inning. Cuts and misses at that slider low and away, 0-1. First extra base hit for Ben Rice. An 0-1 count to Salinas at the plate. She fires that slider down low, chased at it. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Kicks and fires. That one inside just a little bit. A ball and two strikes now at the plate to Salinas. Ohashi fires. That one called strike three right at the top of the zone. Salinas knew it right away. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's 3-2, Blue Jays in front. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth inning, 3-2 ball game, Blue Jays in front. Adriel Sotolongo leads it off. First pitch by Penequal is outside for a ball 1-0. Tampa got one back on the RBI double by Ben Rice. Blue Jays now lead down to one. 2-0 count now to Sotolongo. Penequal looking to bounce back from that two extra base hit inning he gave up, two RBIs by Salinas and Martinez. As Sotolongo fouls that one off now, 2-1. That one popped up, back and out of play. Evens up the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, the 2-2. Fouled off again by Sotolongo. Staying alive at the plate. Some action in both bullpens. Blue Jays warming up Trenton Wallace. That's a fly ball center field. Not moving a ton is Mejia. About a step forward, and that will be out number one.
Third baseman, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani will step in. Struck out looking in his first at bat on a 3-2 count. Warming up in the Tampa bullpen, the righty Trevor Holloway. First pitch to Palmigiani, takes. The 0-1, that one down low. Slider couldn't get Palmigiani to chase on it. Penequal kicks and fires. Foul tip. One and two to Palmigiani at the plate. Hugo Cardona, the center fielder, on deck. 1-2, cut and a miss. 92 mile an hour fastball right at the knees. Palmigiani down on strikes for the second time today. And that's going to get Rachel Balkovic out of the Tampa pen. It looks like they're going to move to the reliever as Panicol is fist bumping his teammates. He'll head to the Tampa dugout. We are going to get a new pitcher for the Tarpons when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. It's 3-2 Blue Jays lead. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Hugo Cardona stepping up to the plate. New pitcher for Tampa is the right-hander, Trevor Holloway. He's on for the eighth time this year. 7 2/3 innings pitched so far as there's a liner into center field. That's going to be missed by Ben Cowles. He went out for it. First batter that Holloway faces hits a single off of him. Cardona, his first hit since being brought to Dunedin.
Catcher,
a two-out single, and that will bring up Jomar Hernandez. One on, two away. Holloway, a 2.35 ERA this season through 7 2/3. Kicks and fires, cutting a miss on the slider by Hernandez. 0-1. The 0-1, there goes Cardona. That went down low, and it gets away from Ben Rice. Now running over to third is Cardona. There's going to be no throw. And they're going to call some type of interference. On who exactly? I have no clue who they're calling that interference on. That ball got away from Ben Rice. I don't know who they could call interference on. Are they going to say because it went into the section where the bat boy sits possibly? Donnie Murphy's out there arguing his case to the home plate umpire. There's no way Cardona wouldn't have made it to third. That ball got so far away from Ben Rice, and Cardona was already at second. He's going to discuss, the home plate umpire and the field umpire are going to discuss and see what the call will be. There's absolutely no way that Ben Rice gets that quickly enough. He wasn't going to be able to have a throw on it anyway. And they're going to rule him only at second. That's a ridiculous call in my opinion. Now a runner at second instead of third for the Blue Jays. Two away. And there goes Cardona. He's going to take third. And are they calling that a foul ball? Hernandez moved his bat a little bit. It popped off something. I wasn't sure if it was the bat or Ben Rice's glove again. But it is a foul ball. Cardona heading back over to second. One ball, two strikes. Holloway kicks and fires. Grounder over to second. That's going to be picked up by Cowles. The throw over to first will be in time for the out. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's 3-2. The Blue Jays leave a runner on second. Back here, top five, 3-2 ball game. Blue Jays in front. Trent Wallace, the new pitcher, kicks and fires that one in there for a strike. Chirinos can't believe that it was called a strike, but he does have that appeal that he's not going to use, apparently. A 1-2 count. Wallace kicks and fires that one outside. Trent Wallace appearing for the fourth time this year for Dunedin. 6 2/3 innings pitched. coming in. 4.05 ERA. Cut and a miss. That sweeping slider. Chirinos down on strike. Strikeout number one for Wallace.
Shortstop number five, Alexander Vargas.
Final line for Rafael Ohashi. 4 innings pitched. 4 hits. 2 runs. They were both earned. A walk and 5 Ks. Pretty good outing for him here on this Sunday. That slider, a little bit inside, 1-0. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. Wallace back on the rubber. Time was granted. A 1-0 count to Vargas at the plate. Lefty kicks and fires that one inside. Two and oh the count. That one inside as well. 3 straight sliders. Three oh pitch. Swung on. Fly ball to center field. That might get in the gap and fall. It will. Picking it up is Cardona. Going into second is Vargas, and the throw to second will not be in time. Real close play. Vargas able to beat it out. He turns on that 3-0 pitch, drives it into the opposite gap.
First baseman, number 25, Anthony Garcia.
And now Anthony Garcia will come on. Runner in scoring position, one away. On one out. Chance here for Tampa to tie the ball game. That one in there for a called strike. The slider 0-1. Vargas now 1-for-3 on the day. Garcia 0-for-2. And now a move over to second. They've got Vargas in a pickoff move, and they got him at third. A great pickoff move by Trenton Wallace. Vargas was cheating a little bit towards third. Wasn't 100% focused on Wallace and his movements and took a few steps in the wrong direction. I don't think he was going to steal third, but ended up having to commit to it. And now two down, 0-1 count. That one lifted high and deep to left field. Anthony Garcia has just tied up this ball game. Home run number 7 on the year for Anthony Garcia. Top half of the 5th inning. That puts him by himself in 3rd place among the home run leaders in the Florida State League.
Now batting number 7, Anthony Siegler.
Anthony Siegler, the DH, will come up. He's 0-for-1. He was robbed of a base hit to right field by Jose Rivas in a very nice diving play. First pitch he takes for a strike, 0-1. Glad to get that base runner off second before that home run by Garcia. Grounder over to third. Palmigiani fires that one on his tiptoes. Nunez makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Tampa scores 1 for the 3rd inning in a row. They tie up the ballgame here 3-3. We'll head to the bottom half of the 5th here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. we're back here, bottom half of the fifth. We got a tie ball game after that solo shot by Anthony Garcia in the top half of this inning. Jose Rivas leading off for Dunedin. First pitch he takes for a strike. 0-1. Grounded out to short on a chopper over to Vargas. That was out number two of the third inning. Takes that pitch on the outside corner now, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Holloway kicks and fires, foul tip. Rivas getting a piece of it, staying alive. Two strikes. Rivas, Pinto, and Salinas all do up in this half inning. That one outside. One and two the count. Holloway out of the stretch, kicks and fires that one down low, 91 mile an hour fastball. Count squared up, 2-2. Holloway kicks and fires, fouled off. Up and out of play on the right side by Rivas. Stays alive again, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Holloway kicks and fires. That one popped. Driven to left center field. Went way farther than I expected. Now over making the grab is Mejia. Off the bat, that looked way up in the air, and that one kept carrying by Rivas. Able to be tracked
shortstop,
down by Alan Mejia in left
Adrian
center field right
Pinto
before the warning track. Adrian Pinto, the shortstop, will step in. Nobody on, one away. That one swung on, lifted left side. Down near foul territory, it's called off by the shortstop, and that one lands in the stands. Vargas called off Chirinos, trying to get a read on it. Falls harmlessly into the left field bleachers over there. Now 0-1. That one inside, now 1-1. Roque Salinas on deck. Holloway kicks and fires. That one in there. Right on the inside corner, now 1-2. The 1-2, good take there by Adrian Pinto on the slider, low and away. Tough pitch to lay off of. Just off the plate, 2-2. Two pitch. Cuts and misses at that one. Picked by Ben Rice. He tosses over to first to complete the strikeout. That'll be two down now for Roque Salinas. First strikeout for Holloway. Through an inning's worth of work. Salinas will step in. First pitch, he takes in there for a strike, 0-1. He drove a ball into the left center field gap over the head of Rainford Salinas out in left field. A was an RBI double that scored Adrian Pinto, came around and scored on the RBI double by Gabby Martinez. The 0-1 fouled off left side. Salinas now down in the count 0-2. All the way looks in the infield for Tampa. Shaded heavy over to the right side. No balls and two strikes, and actually 1-2. Automatic ball called. As Holloway didn't get the pitch off in time. There's a fly ball in the left field. Salinas getting underneath it. That will retire Salinas. And will end the bottom half of the fifth. We'll head to the top half of the sixth inning.
Right fielder, number 31,
one away here, top
Grant Richardson.
Of the sixth inning. A fly ball by Ben Cowles, chased down by Hugo Cardona. One pitch, one out. Trenton Wallace still on the mound for the Blue Jays. Richardson, the right fielder. That first pitch in there, four called strike, 0-1. Yo, one, that one in there, the slider. The 0-2 fouled off. Richardson keeps himself alive. Trent Wallace, the lefty. The 0-2 cuts and misses of that slider. Richardson down on strikes for the third time today. That'll bring up Alan Mejia, the center fielder.
Now batting number 6, Alan Mejia.
Second strikeout of the day for Trenton Wallace. First pitch to Mejia is just above the zone. 1-0. Swings to that one. Liner into right field and able to cut it off. out there preventing extra bases is Gabby Martinez. Got on his horse, man.
Catcher, number 23,
sliding
Ben
pick
Rice.
To keep that from getting to the wall. Holding Mejia to just one on the single. He's 2-for-3 today. That brings up Ben Rice. And now they're going to check on Gabby Martinez out there. Hugo Cardona, the center fielder, went over to check on him after that sliding effort. The trainer and Donnie Murphy heading out there, as well as Jose Rivas. That single under right, it was more towards right field than the gap. That's why he was able to cut it off. Sprint it over, made a sliding pick, keeping that in front of him. Keeping the ball from getting all the way to the wall. And sure thing, extra bases for Alan Mejia. But I think he may have paid the price for it out there. We'll take a quick break for the injury. We'll be right back. Looks like we're ready to go. Gabby Martinez will stick it out there in right field. Did a couple of sprints down on the warning track in right field, testing out an apparent leg injury, but he'll stay out there for the time being. Ben Rice, the catcher, steps up. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1. Drove in his first run since being brought to Tampa. Back in the fourth inning. Now a runner on first, two away, 0-1 count. Wallace kicks and fires, cut and a miss there on the slider, now 0-2. One on, two away, tie ball game here in the top of the sixth. Wallace comes set. Looking over towards Mejia at first. Kicks and fires, that one just misses. Wallace thought he was going to get the call. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and move over to first with Mejia diving back in head first. 1 attempt there for Wallace. And they're calling a balk on Trenton Wallace. I didn't notice anything from his motion. The umpire saying he picked his glove up and then back down towards his chest. That I did not notice. But now that advance. 1-2 count at the plate to Ben Rice. One, two, swung on, lifted into left field. Roque Salinas underneath, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Tampa leaves one in scoring position. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. It's 3-3 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning. New pitcher for Tampa is the right-hander, Bailey Vees. Gabby Martinez will lead it off. 1-for-2 on the day with a double and a strikeout. First pitch he takes for a strike, 0-1. Swung on. Lifted right center field, going back towards the wall, and that's going to fall right in front of the wall on the warning track. Gabby Martinez stretching that out for two. And another double for Martinez, this one of the leadoff variety. Puts himself in scoring position, no outs for Rainer Nunez.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez, he'll step in, another chance at an RBI. D's kicks and fires. That one popped up back. That's going to get into the stands.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all.
0-1 the count to Nunez. Bailey D's on for the fifth time this season. Five innings pitch, a 3.60 ERA. Kicks and fires. That one down below the zone. Evens it up 1-1. D's the tall righty. 18th round selection, last draft by the Yankees out of Penn State. 1-1, swung on, lifted into right center field. That one is going to be caught by Grant Richardson. Martinez taking off towards third. He's going to get in there safely. Puts a runner 90 feet away with only one out.
Designated hitter, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
on, one out. Bottom half of the sixth. It's 3-3. Blue Jays have an opportunity to retake the lead. Adriel Sotolongo and Damiano Palmigiani will try to do just that. The infield for Tampa comes in. Deese kicks and fires. Swung on. Lifted left side. If that stays in fair territory, it should be the run, and that does not. It goes into the stands. Back out onto the field of play. Sotolongo a little bit ahead of it. He could have kept it in the field of play. It would have been an easy sack fly, but an 0-1 count. He's 0-2 on the day. The 0-1 pitch. That one in there. We saw Deese on Wednesday. Came out for an inning and a third, gave up one hit, one run. It was unearned. The 0-2 pitch, low and outside. Kept in front by Ben Rice. 1-2 count now to Sotolongo. Ball and two strikes. Deese kicks and fires. Swung on, popped back up and out of play. Sotolongo keeps himself alive. Runner on third, one away. Deese kicks and fires. Off the end of the bat, ground over to second. Kyle's going to come home. No, he stops. Holds the throw, tosses it over to first. That broke the end of the bat by Sotolongo, but he gets the sacrifice.
Third baseman,
RBI
six,
on the ground out to second.
Palmigiani.
Blue Jays retake the lead. Damiano Palmigiani will come up. Bases empty, two down. Four to three ball game here. Bottom of the sixth. First pitch skips in the dirt. 1-0. Sotolongo driving in his 13th RBI of the season. The 1-0 swung on, popped up. That should stay in play. Ben Rice has no idea where it is. Bailey Deese now, and that's going to fall right behind home plate. Ben Rice couldn't find it. Palmigiani gives a little fist bump. He knows he got away with one there. But if you're Bailey Deese, you got to get off the mound. There's no reason to. He didn't even get halfway to home plate from the pitcher's mound. You got to back up your teammates when they can't find the ball in the air. With the upright side, that'll get out of play. It's a bright day, 12 o'clock start time here at TD Ballpark. The sun's up in the sky. Kind of tough to see on some of these pop flies, but 1-2, cut and a miss. Palmigiani down on strikes. That'll be out number three, and we'll head to the top half of the seventh. It's 4-3, the Blue Jays in front. And fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promos we have here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we've got buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the seventh inning. Ranford Salinas will lead it off. Trenton Wallace, first pitch is in there for a called strike, inside corner. 0-1 to start off Salinas. That one low and away, taken for a ball, 1-1. Salinas 0-2 on the day. Popped out to second, struck out. That one off the end of the bat. 1-2 now. Wallace out for his third inning. 27 pitches thus far. 24 through the first two that he won out for. The 1-2, cut and a miss. Strikeout number three on the day for Trenton Wallace, and that will bring up Roberto Chirinos, the third baseman. Second strikeout of the day for Salinas. Now Roberto Chirinos, he tripled into left field and scored the first run for Tampa. Takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. That one finds its own. No, it does not. Definitely looked like that slider was right there on the outside corner, but called a ball, 2-0. And that one called a strike. Hits that inside corner, 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Did he go around? He did not. Really close on the appeal, and now a 3-1 count at the plate to Chirinos. Swung on, popped up left side. Palmigiani running towards it. That's going to get out of play. Full count now at the plate to Chirinos. The 3-2, swung on, lined up the middle. That's going to be a base hit just past the diving Rivas. Would have been a real tough play for Rivas to make after diving away from first base. The throw would have been real tough. Chirinos with some speed on the base path now for Tampa. Chirinos now 2-for-3 on the day. First pitch to Vargas is low for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch fouled off into the netting now, 1-1. Vargas struck out four times last night. He's 1-for-3 today, no strikeouts. Wallace with a move over to first. Back in time is Chirinos. Chirinos 2-for-2 on stolen base attempts. The 1-1 popped back up and out of play again. A ball and two strikes to Vargas. Blue Jays lead by a run here, top half of the seventh inning, 4-3. One on, one out, ball and two strikes at the plate. Wallace kicks and fires, that one down low. Kicks and fires down low, picked by Hernandez. That'll run the count full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Kicks and fires. Ripped down the line, that hook's foul. Off the near side of the tarp, back on out into left field. Salinas tosses it in, and we'll try it again, 3-2. 3-2 Page, cut and a miss on the slider. Nice pitch there from Trenton Wallace. Second strikeout of the inning, fourth of his appearance.
First baseman, number 25, Anthony Garcia.
Now Anthony Garcia, the first baseman. One on, two away. Garcia hit a solo shot off Wallace in the fifth inning. At the time, tied up the ball game. First pitch he takes for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1, there goes the runner. Grounder over to short, picked by Pinto. Hard hit grounder, throw to first is in time to get Garcia speeding down the line. Nice play out there at short by Adrian Pinto. And we'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, home half of the seventh. First pitch to Hugo Cardona is down low for a ball, 1-0. Four-three ball game, Blue Jays in front. Bailey Dees back out there for his second inning. That one in there for a called strike, now 1-1. Cardona 1-for-2, singled in the center, so a bag. Takes that pitch outside now, 2-1. Dees comes set. Kicks and fires that one up. Three balls and a strike to Cardona. Cardona, Hernandez, and Rivas all due up in this half inning. Dees kicks and fires, low and outside. A leadoff walk drawn by Hugo Cardona. Blue Jays have a runner on, no outs. And that brings up Jomer Hernandez.
The catcher, number one, Jomer Hernandez.
Hernandez steps in. Cardona already stole a bag today. First pitch. Outside corner, called a strike. It looked a little off the plate. got the call. 0-1. Move over to first with Cardona back in. No balls, a strike. There goes Cardona. And fouled off right side out of play by Hernandez. It'll be 0-2 at the plate. Cardona taking his time back over to first. Oh and two, Cardona goes again. Fly ball, right field, going back over towards the warning track as Richardson, he'll make the grab of the warning track, and Cardona will have to drop. Hernandez gave that one a ride into right
second
field.
Second baseman, number seven,
couldn't get it high
Jose
enough for the wind
Rivas
to carry it out. Jose Rivas will step in. One on, one out. Rivas 0 for 2. First pitch, low and inside, taken for a ball, 1 and 0. Rivas gave a ball a nice ride over into left center field. It was tracked down by Alan Mejia on the warning track. And there goes Cardona again. Up high, throw from Rice is looked to be a close play, but the ball pops away from Ben Cowles. Cardona in there with a stolen base, his second of the day. That one also brought to you by Academy Bus. Now, runner in scoring position, one away. Time called and granted to Ben Rice, I believe. I think he had something in his eye. Two and oh, the count to Rivas. Cardona now in scoring position. Now on up and out. Three oh count. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. Three oh, fouled right off the top of the mask of Ben Cowles. Plate umpire jogs that ball out to Bailey Dee. He's giving Ben Rice a second or two to get all situated with his mask and all that. 3-1 the count. Kicks and fires that one outside. Rivas draws the walk. He's on for the first time today, and now Adrian Pinto will come up. That's going to get Rachel Balkovec out of the Tampa dugout. We're going to have a new pitcher for the Tarpons when we return. We'll be runners on first and second, one away, with Adrian Pinto coming to the plate. Bottom half of the seventh, 4-3 ball game. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh inning, one away. Adrian Pinto will be the batter. Runners on first and second. New pitcher is number 11, the righty Harold Cortillo. Cortillo on for the ninth time this year, 4.61 ERA through 13 and two-thirds innings pitch. First pitch, the curveball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Cortillo, the Yankees' 14th round selection in 2017 out of Maryland. And a both runners go, double steal. Ben Rice lost the ball on the transition, couldn't get a throw off. Now both runners find themselves in scoring position. Both of those steals brought to you by Academy Bus. Now 1-1 count at the plate to Pinto. And a chopper right over the mound. They're going to throw home, and it's going to be in time to get Cardona. That was Ben Cowles with the
left fielder
4-2 fielder's choice.
Salinas.
Unable to drive home the run now. Two outs, runners on the corners for Roque Salinas. First pitch to Salinas is in there for a called strike, 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Salinas 1-for-3 on the day, doubled in a run in the third inning, end up coming around to score the third run of this game for the Blue Jays. Ground is going to come in to score. Pinto's going to round second, head towards third. He's going to get in there diving head first. An RBI single for Roque Salinas. Extends the lead out to 2 for the Blue Jays, and now Gabby Martinez will come up.
Right fielder, number
2
20,
on, 2 outs,
Gabby
runners still
Martinez.
On the corners. Salinas with his 9th RBI of the season. First pitch to Martinez is fouled right side up and out of play. No balls, a strike. Takes that pitch inside corner for a strike. Now 0-2 at the plate. He's 2-for-3, two doubles. An RBI and a run scored. Pinto trying to be a distraction out there for Cortillo. Swung on, popped up right side, back and out of play. Martinez keeps himself alive. Salinas on first. Yet to attempt a steal. Let's see if the Blue Jays try to be a little bit more aggressive here. Up by 2. That one in the dirt. Blocked by Rice. Kept in front of him. A ball and 2 strikes now to count. One ball, 2 strikes. Cortillo kicks and fires. Chopper over to short. It's going to be picked by Vargas. The throw will be in time to get Martinez. The Blue Jays leave runners on the corners, but they do bring one around. They take a 5-3 lead. We'll head into the top half of the 8th. But Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Daytona, and return home next Tuesday, May 24th, to start a series against the St. Lucie Mets. Go to DineenBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Top of the 8th coming up, 5-3 ball game. We'll be right back. We're back here, top half of the eighth, 5-3 ball game. Blue Jays scored one in the first, two in the third, and then another in the sixth, and another in the seventh. First pitch to Anthony Siegler, taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tampa scored one in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth for their three runs. That one just outside as well. Trenton Wallace out there pitching for the Blue Jays. That one misses as well. Now a 3-0 count. All three of those right on the edge. Third one a little bit farther off than the first two. The first two looked pretty good to me. And a four-pitch walk. All four of those. Neither one going in the favor of Trenton Wallace. Now a four-pitch leadoff walk. Siegler on for the second time, both via the walk. That brings up Ben Cowles. He's 1-for-3. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Cowles. The 0-1 cut and a miss. Back with that slider. Now 0-2. Wallace keeping an eye on Siegler over at first. Kicks and fires that one low and inside. Seven sliders to start off this inning for Wallace. Comes set. Move over to first. Siegler back in standing up. One ball, two strikes. Haven't seen a double play from the Blue Jays defense in a couple games, it feels like. 1-2, cut and a miss. Cowles down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Trenton Wallace in this appearance. Through 3 1/3. That brings up Grant Richardson. I only say that because it seemed like in the Clearwater series, there's one pretty much every game, including three in three innings in the end game of that series, which the pitch taken for a strike. 0-1 to Richardson. He's 0-for-3, 3 Ks. And that one tried to check his swing. He did not. 0-2. Richardson, one of the players not wearing the golden sombrero at the end of last night's game. See if he can get one a day late. The 0-2, cut and a miss. There it is, the golden sombrero on the top of Grant Richardson's head.
Center fielder, number 6.
And now two down, two straight strikeouts in this inning for Wallace. That brings up Alan Mejia. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 to Mejia. Mejia 2-for-3. Two singles, one to right, one to left. The 0-1, that one down low, blocked. Siegler now in between, not tagged in time by Nunez. The ball was blocked by Hernandez. He threw it down over to first. Nunez apply the tag, but Siegler back in time. Took two steps back over towards second as that ball got into the dirt. But Hernandez doing a really good job keeping that close. The 1-1, that one low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Wallace comes set. Kicks and fires that one low. Mejia thought he drew the walk. Now it's just ball three, a 3-1 count. The 3-1. Grounder over to third. Picked up by Palmigiani. He'll go to second and get the lead runner. The Blue Jays force out Siegler at second to end this top half of the eighth. We'll head to the bottom half. It's 5-3. The Blue Jays looking to add an insurance runner, too. We'll be back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Rainer Nunez will lead it off for the Blue Jays. First pitch, he cuts and gets a slight piece of 0-1. Nunez 0 for 3 today. Two strikeouts, a fly ball to right field. 0-2. And time was granted as I think Nunez's helmet came off on the swing. He steps back in, an 0-2 count. That one in the dirt. A ball and two strikes now to Nunez. Nunez, Sotolongo, and Palmigiani all due up in this half inning for Dunedin. A ball and two strikes. Cortillo out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one fouled into the netting. Count stays 1-2. The 1-2 foul tip right off the bottom of the glove of Ben Rice and onto the clay. One ball, two strikes. Cortillo kicks and fires in the dirt. Nunez now 2-2 at the plate. Kicks and fires that one low. Now 3-2. Nunez has worked it full. They went to appeal it, and it is confirmed as a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 3-2 count on the batter.
Tampa loses their challenge. Count stays 3-2. Nunez steps in. Cortillo kicks and fires. Ripped down the line, but that's going to hook foul. Hard hit ball. Probably had home run distance. Nunez a little bit out in front, 81 miles an hour. Three, two, hard hit grounder over to third. Picked by Chirinos. Throw is going to be in time to get Nunez. One up, one down for the Blue Jays in this half inning.
Designated hitter, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo now coming up. First pitch to Sotolongo. Called a strike outside corner. Looked like the slider. The 0-1. That one a little bit lower. Now 1-1. Sotolongo 0-3. Did bring in a run on the sacrifice ground out to second. Pops that one. Right center field. Ben Cowles out. He's calling it and makes the grab. About 30 feet into the outfield. That's two down. Now Palmigiani will come back up.
Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani. Bases empty, two down, bottom half of the eighth, 5-3 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Hugo Cardona on deck. Palmigiani 0-3, 3 Ks. That one called a strike outside corner. The 0-2 pitch. Palmigiani spits on that one, 1-2. That slider in the dirt. Palmigiani not chasing it. 1-2. Cortillo kicks and fires. Ripped right above the Tampa dugout. Hard hit line drive into the netting above the third base side. Palmigiani well out in front of it. Count still 1-2. Cortillo fires up high. Tried to get him to chase on the fastball up high. The 2-2. Swung on, popped up. Left side coming in is Chirinos. Underneath it, and he will make the grab, falling back down. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. 5-3 ball game. Dunedin out in front. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the ninth inning, 5-3 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Ben Rice will lead it off for Tampa. 7-8-9 hitters, Rice, Salinas, and Chirinos all due up. Connor Larkin, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. First pitch fouled straight down by Ben Rice. 0-1 to start him off. Larkin on for the ninth time this year, 11 1/3 innings pitched. 1.59 ERA. He's on for the save opportunities, 3 of 3 this year. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Really nice pitch there by the righty. Now Rice down 0-2. Larkin, fastball slider changeup from the right side, 0-2. Kicks and fires, that one fouled up and out of play. Ben Rice, the lefty hitting catcher. Down 0-2. Larkin kicks and fires up. Blue Jays trying to take 5 out of 6 games here in this series against Tampa. Win their 6 out of 7th overall. The 1-2, cut and a miss. That slider down in the dirt, the back footer. That's one away here in the top of the ninth.
Left fielder, number 13, Rainfer.
One away here, Rainfer Salinas, the left fielder. First pitch taken for a ball. That slider down and away, now 1-0. That one right at the bottom of the zone. Gets the call, 1-1. The 1-1, Larkin. That one ripped into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. A one-out single by Rainfer Salinas. His first of the game. That'll
third
bring up Roberto Chirinos, the third baseman.
Chirinos.
One on, one out. Larkin kicks and fires. That one fouled off by Chirinos. Back into the netting, 0-1. Chirinos 2 for 3 on the day, a triple in the third, and a single in the seventh. You won just inside. Time's called, the appeal, and it is confirmed as a ball. It'll stay 1-1.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
12 strikeouts on the day for Blue Jays pitching. The 1-1, that one outside the slider. Tall strikeouts still. Very good amount for a pitching staff. But it seems like a little bit less after the performance last night. That one, the fastball, dots the inside corner, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Larkin sets, kicks, and fires, fouled off. Chirinos fights that one off, stays alive, 2-2. The 2-2, there goes the runner, cutting a miss. Throw to second is in time, they got it. The strike them out, throw them out to end the ball game. a bullet over to second base by Jhamer Hernandez, and the Blue Jays take 5 out of 6 against the Tampa Tarpons. What a way to end it. The strike him out, throw him out. The Blue Jays improve to 14-19 on the year. The Tarpons fall to 14-18 on the year. Tarpons score 3 runs on 9 hits. They committed 0 errors. The Blue Jays score 5 runs on 6 hits, and they also committed 0 errors. The win goes to Trenton Wallace. The loss is going to go to Bailey Dees with Connor Larkin getting the save. We'll be back on Tuesday, May 24th, for the start of the series against the St. Lucie Mets after the Blue Jays go to Daytona for a week. We appreciate you tuning in today. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you next Tuesday. Blue Jays win 5-3.